Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're up to Tehillim Kufav 106, and as we approach Yom Yerushalayim, the next few days we'll focus on themes of the land of Israel, and really the theme of Mizmor Kufav, which is again continuing where we left off yesterday, an overview of Jewish history, is the tragedy of shechacha, of forgetting, of taking things for granted, and not appreciating, you know, the gifts that God gives us. And unfortunately, this has been, you know, kind of a trademark, a sad trademark of Jewish history, and it's so relevant to Yom Yerushalayim. We shouldn't take it for granted that we have, again, everything that was gained in Melchamet Tishah B'Av. I mean, first and foremost, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, but also, you know, so much more of the land of Israel, and not to take it for granted. And, you know, one watches what's going on, you know, V'Hameivin Yavin, and you realize that people don't treat Israel as a trust, as a sacred trust that has to be thought of from a collective perspective, not from any one individual perspective. You know, the crisis that's been going on there in terms of the last number of years, and, you know, refusing to compromise in every direction. Hopefully, you know, I hope that this is soon going to be a thing of the past, one hopes. You know, and, you know, simply to understand that this is a trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He entrusted us with this Matana Tova, as the Gemara in Brachos describes it, and it's up to us to relate it to it that way. And the idea of Shechachas Hashem is not new to Sefer Tehillim. I'll show you in this Mizmor how it's such a fundamental piece of David HaMelech telling the story. But the Ramban thinks the first two Isurei Daraisa that the Rambam forgot were first Shechachas Hashem, and he quotes two different psukim, which both highlight different aspects. Yishamrecha pentishkachas Hashem hamotziyacha meretz Yitzrayim beis avadim, that we're not allowed to forget Hashem, just like we have a mitzvah anochi Hashem elokecha asher hotzisicha meretz Yitzrayim beis avadim. And then the second iser that the Ramban quotes is Yishamrecha pentishkachas meod pentishkachas hadvarim asher ra'oei nechof and yesrum vavcha kol yimei chayacha, the iser of Shechacha of Mamad Har Sinai, something we discussed recently in shul on Shabbos afternoon. So those are two hallmarks of the Ramban's approach, is the dangers of Shechacha, and I should have noted already in the first mitzvah, when the Rambam talks about Shechachas Hashem, it's not just Shechachas Hashem in the sense of forgetting that Hashem took us out of Egypt, Yishamer lecha pentishkachas Hashem, levilti yishmor mitzvotav, mishpatav v'chukosav, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. It also expresses itself in Shmiras HaMitzvos, in guarding the commandments, so that's also a form of Shechachas Hashem, sort of to appreciate Hashem in the macro sense, but not in the micro sense. So here we go. From the beginning of the Mizmor, Hallelujah, Hodul and Achitov, Kilam Chasto, Mi Amalo Gvuros Adonai, Yashmia Kol Tilaso, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpatos, Tzedaka Becholes, Zachreni Adonai Bertzon Amecha, Pakdeni Bishu Asecha. We ask Hashem to remember us, but the truth of the matter is that, you know, we've been guilty of not remembering him. So let's show three examples in the Mizmor. Pasuk Zayin. Avosinu Mitzrayim lo hiskilu niflosach. Hashem had done all the makos for us, and yet lo zachru es rov chasadecha vayamru al yam b'yamsuf. We were prepared to rebel, and yamsuf, we know there were those who were prepared to surrender, to go back to Egypt, that had lost their faith. So that was the first example. Right after Makas Bechoros, not a week later, lo zachru es rov chasadecha, here in Pasuk Zayin. Hashem still had mercy on us, vayushim l'man shmo, even if we didn't deserve it, but l'man shmo, you know, for the sake of him, his namesake, lo odia es gvuraso, so he saved us in that context. And then, of course, we came to the, Hashem brings us out on the other side of Yamsuf. We come into the desert. There's a moment of glory, vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo, we have Pasuk Kiryat Beis, vayaminu v'dvara v'yashiru tilaso. And then tragically again, you know, right after, you know, Yamsuf, as if it never occurred, miharu shachichu ma'asav lo chiku alasaso. So there was another tragedy of shechacha which took place. They forgot, oh, so very quickly, miharu shachichu ma'asav lo chiku alasaso. Right? They forgot so quickly, and the tragedy was that, you know, Hashem continued to be faithful with us. We rebelled against Moshe, we rebelled against Aaron, we did the Egel Hazav, Pasuk Yitas, Yasu Egel Bechore, Vayishtach, Volumasecha, Vayamiras, Kvodam, Betav Nishor, O Chalesa, we were prepared to trade in Hashem for the Egel Hazav. And now as the third example, Shachachu El Moshiam, Osa Gedolos Vimitraim. Yet again, we forgot Hashem, we forgot all that He did for us, we began to take it for granted, and, you know, then we continued on, Hashem forgave us, that we had the sin of Baal Peor, Vayitzamdu Laval Peor, Vayochlu Zivchei Mesim, Vayachisu B'maleihem, Vatifrotz B'magifa, and Pinchas saved us, and of course, you know, he was elevated, Israel. So, you know, we have that story. The cycle continues. He brings us, you know, into the land of Israel. Moshe, you know, pays the price for all of us. We commit terrible acts of avodah zarah, of gilui arayus, of shvichos damim. Pasuk lamed ches is particularly, you know, horrific. Vayishbechu dam naki, dam b'nehem uvnoseihem. Human sacrifice. Asher zibchu latzabei kanan. Vatechanaf ha'aretz badamim. Vayitmu v'maseihem, vayiznu b'maleihem, vayicharaf Hashem b'amo. Vayisoev esnachla so. We caused Hashem to, you know, be infuriated with us. These, you know, abominable actions. Vayitnei b'yad goyim, vayim shlu v'hem soneihem. Finally, we turned back to Hashem. Vayar batzar lehem pasuk memdalad v'shamo esrin asam vayizkor lohem briso vaynachem kirov chasadav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu still remembered us after all was said and done. And then, of course, the Mizmor concludes with a tefila of Jewish history. Hosheni Hashem Elokeinu b'kapteinu min hagoyim lehodos Hashem kodshecha lishtabeach b'silasecha. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad olam ve'amar kol ha'am, amen, hallelujah. And Hashem should bring us back, all of us, from all corners of the earth. And of course, that's a process that we really watch unfolding before, you know, our very eyes. It's the great miracle of Jewish history. It's the great miracle of humanity that such a thing is taking place and that we have an opportunity to participate in it, all of us, either from up close or from afar. And, you know, the main point is to recognize and not to be guilty of the sin of this mizmor, of shichchas Hashem, to take it for granted as if there was anything natural about this, as if there was anything natural about what happened in Muhammad Sheshet Yamim. The Jewish people were facing the oblivion and, you know, literally the abyss, and we were saved. And so, you know, the key is not to continue to repeat the same mistakes and to ensure that we're properly appreciating the gift that is the land of Israel, the gift that is Kibbutz Golios, and hopefully not to be guilty of Vayishmani Shrun Vayivat, Shamanta Visa Kasisa Vayitosh Aloha Asahu, Vayinabel Tor Yishu Asahu, Vatishkach El Mecholalecha, that we've forgotten Hashem. It's all foretold in Hazinu. If we remember Hashem, if we remember the privilege of the land of Israel, it's a capacity to greatly influence all of our actions. Everybody have a wonderful day.